his arms are open wide.
This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
Welcome to Thy Word is a Lamp. This is a family Bible teaching ministry. Today you will be listening to our Bible teacher, Sheila Suarez.
Praise the name of Jesus. It's really a privilege to be here another Saturday evening to continue in the epistle of Paul to the Romans. We have been gleaning a lot from this book. And we pray as we continue to go through these words that somehow the Holy Spirit will just bring to our hearts the revealed word so that we will be able to be transformed by the renewing of our minds. We stopped in Romans chapter 12, verse 12 last week. Romans 12, verse 12, and we'll be continuing from verse 12 this week. But before we begin, let us pray. Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus. We thank you for who you are. Thank you for your love towards us. Thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your grace, which is sufficient for us. Thank you for your new mercies each day. Thank you, O God, that your compassion fail not. Great is your faithfulness. O God, as we come in the name of Jesus, we pray that your presence will continue to be with us, that you will continue to guide us into all truth. Holy Spirit, you are the master teacher. So I pray at this time that you will teach through me. And these words that come forth, O God, will bring life, will bring light, will bring hope to your people. Father, we just thank you again for what you're doing. Thank you for what you're about to do. Thank you for those that are listening. Mighty God, we pray at this time for those that are saved, that you will strengthen them on this journey. Remind them that you are near. I pray in the name of Jesus, mighty God, that your word will continue to transform them. Oh God, that they will bear your image, Jesus, in every area of their lives. We pray right now for those that are not yet saved, that they will come to know you, Jesus, as Lord and Savior. We thank you, almighty God, that your word, oh God, the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, oh God, has the ability to save any individual. So we thank you right now that as your words go forth, it will come forth and change the hearts of your people. Faith will arise in the hearts of your people. Oh God, lives will be transformed. Many will run to you, Jesus, and cry out, save me. Father, we just thank you right now for what you're doing and what you're about to do. As we look to you by faith in no other name but the name of Jesus, we give you glory, honor, and praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Bless the Lord. So we are in Romans chapter 12. Which deals with Christian conduct, how we conduct ourselves as people of God. So Paul continues to write and to speak to the Romans, and he's speaking to us now in this season, for God's word stands forever. So God's word is for every season, and it's for every people, every nation, every tongue. God's word stands forever. The grass withers, the flower fades, but his word stands forever. So we are going to look into God's word and see how we can conduct ourselves as people of God, showing forth the glory and praise of our Lord Jesus Christ. So we're going to look at verse 12 of Romans 12. It says, rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing instant in prayer. So people of God, we're to rejoice in the hope of the return of our Lord Jesus Christ. We're to be looking for his coming. We are to be prepared for him, for he's coming back for a bride that is prepared for him. So we as the church of God, the body of Christ, the bride of Christ, must be ready and must be prepared for him. So we rejoice. We have a heart filled with joy because we are expecting the return of our master, our savior, our bridegroom, Jesus Christ the Lord. So we persevere even in the midst of trial. We persevere, people of God. The words are continuing instant. Be patient in tribulation, continuing instant in prayer. So we persevere even in the midst of trials. Praying consistently. We must continue constantly in prayer. We have to be prayerful people of God. We have to continue to pray and believe and expect God to move on our behalf. Jesus said men ought always to pray and not to give up. Paul said in 1 Thessalonians 5:17, pray without ceasing. So people of God, we are to pray consistently. Have a heart that is tuned in to prayer. Have a prayerful heart at all times. Calling upon the Lord consistently. For he hears the cry of his children and he answers our prayer. He answers in his time. So let us come to that place of rejoicing in hope, rejoicing in the hope of our Lord Jesus coming back for us, persevering even in the midst of trials. Troublesome times are upon us, but people of God, the Lord is calling us to persevere through the power that is given unto us. We have the power of the Holy Spirit who helps us to persevere even in trials. Praying always, praying consistently, seeking him consistently, crying out to him consistently, for he hears the cry of his children. Verse 13 of Romans 12 said, distributing to the necessity of the saints. Distributing to the necessity of the saints. So we are to take care of the needs of the saints, people of God. We are to take care of the needs of the saints, showing hospitality. So we are to identify the needs among us and take care of it in the way that we can, people of God, showing hospitality. So we should be hospitable to those around us, not hospitable only to some, not treating some better than the other, but be hospitable to all the saints, to all those that we come in contact with. Verse 14 of Romans chapter 12. Bless them which persecute you. Bless and curse not. Paul was reminding the brethren, the saints of God, to bless them which persecute you. At that time, people of God, when Paul wrote this epistle, there was a lot of persecution among the people of God. So Paul was reminding them to bless those that persecute them. It was hard, and it is hard for us too, people of God, to truly bless those that persecute us. But this is the command of the Lord. The Lord remind us to bless and curse not. Look at what the Lord Jesus said in Matthew 5:41. The word said, but I say unto you, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you. Those were the words coming from the mouth of Jesus himself. So Paul was not just saying some words that came to him. He was quoting also from the scriptures that Jesus himself said, bless them which persecute you, bless and curse not. So Jesus tells us to love our enemies. It's not easy, but we can. Through the power of the Holy Spirit, we have to remind ourselves that the Holy Spirit lives with us and in us. He enables us to do what we can naturally do. He is able to love through us. The Word of God said, the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Spirit. So the Holy Spirit is able to help us to love those that persecute us, to love those that hate us. Jesus said, love your enemies. Bless them that curse you. Do good to them that hate you. And pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you. So people of God, even our enemies we should be praying for. We should be praying for those that hate us and do all manner of evil against us. We should pray for them and bless them. Let us bless and not curse, people of God. Let us not allow blessings and cursing to come from the same mouth. So as James said, we cannot allow to be blessing and cursing and using the same mouth, the same lips to bless and curse. So let us be people who bless. Bless even those that hate you. even those that persecute you and say all manner of evil against you. Look at verse 15 of Romans 12. Rejoice with them that do rejoice, and weep with them that weep. Rejoice with them that do rejoice, and weep with them that weep. People of God, those who are rejoicing, something good happens. There is some joyful occasion, and the saints are rejoicing. We should also rejoice with them. We should also rejoice with them. Share in that joy that they are going through. And when one is sorrowing, one is going through times of grief, we also should weep with them. We should mourn with them, people of God. We should have such empathy, such compassion for one another, that if they are weeping, we should also be weeping with them, showing that we are in unity with them. We are feeling what they are feeling because we are one in Christ Jesus. Look at verse 16 of Romans 12. Be of the same mind one towards another. Mind not high things, but condescend to men of low estate. Be not wise in your own conceit. And this is a King James Version. But look at it. It's much clearer as we go through this verse in the New Living Translation Version. Look at what it says. It said, live in harmony with each other. Don't be too proud to enjoy the company of ordinary people. I love this translation. That's why I'm quoting it. Don't be too proud to enjoy the company of ordinary people. And don't think you know it all. So we should live in harmony with each other. And don't think you're too proud. Don't think that you are so much, you know, in such a high position that you can't keep company. You can't enjoy the company of ordinary people. People of God, when we look on the life of Jesus, he did not only sit with those that were in high places. He did not only sit with the religious leaders and all those great men and women of old. But people of God, he condescended to people of low estate. He was seen in the company of ordinary people. He was called the friend of sinners, the friend of publicans. He was called, people of God, friends of sinners. He was seen with the outcast. He was seen with the ordinary people in society that many would turn their faces from. That's who our Jesus is. And if we are true followers of Jesus, we are called to imitate him. So we are called to enjoy the company of ordinary people. And don't think that we know it all. We don't know it all, people of God. We don't even know much, to be truthful. But God is saying to us what he has revealed to us. Let us go forth with it and practice it. Let us show forth the glory and praise of our Lord Jesus Christ through the words that he has revealed to us. We have to come to know and understand. Don't think of ourselves too high-minded that we can't enjoy the company of people of low estate, ordinary people out there, that many times, many of us who are called by the name of Christ would turn our heads from them. We don't even want, wouldn't even say hello to them because we think of ourselves too highly. We think of ourselves more highly than we ought to think. And don't even think that you know it all. Don't be wise in your own eyes, in your own conceit. People of God, the Lord is calling us to conduct ourselves and conduct ourselves right, that the world will look on and see Christ in us and come to glorify his great name. Look at verse 17 of Romans 12. Recompense to no man evil for evil. Provide things honest in the sight of all men. So don't pay back. Don't repay anyone evil for evil. They did you evil and you want to repay them. You want to take revenge. No. Paul was saying, no, don't take revenge on those that have wronged you. But deal honestly with all people. Provide things honest in the sight of all men. Look at verse 18 of Romans 12. If it be possible, as much as lieth in you, live peaceably with all men. Paul was saying that if possible, as much as dependent on you, to live at peace with all men. So put out your best effort to live at peace with all men. It's hard, people of God. It's really hard to be at peace with some people because they are truly hard to deal with. But Paul said, if it's possible, so if there is a possibility, as much as dependent on you, live at peace with all men. Not some men, but all men. So we are called, people of God, to be peacemakers. We are called to be peacemakers. We are called to be people who put out our best effort to live peaceably with all men. Look at verse 19 of Romans chapter 12. Dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, but rather give place to wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, saith the Lord. What is this word saying? Paul was saying, dearly beloved, speaking to the saints of God, the children of God, don't avenge yourself. Don't take revenge, but rather give place unto wrath. So don't harbor that anger and that wrath inside of you. Get rid of it. Don't avenge yourself. Cast your cares on Jesus. Tell him all about it. He will deal with it for you. For it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, saith the Lord. I will judge. I will do the judgment. I will avenge those that have wronged you. So you don't take matters in your own hands. That's what the word of God is saying. But many times, people of God, because we're walking so much in the flesh, we're walking so much in our old carnal nature that we want to take things in our own hands. The word of God is reminding us, people of God, that we have to take everything to Jesus and say, Master, you take care of it, for I cannot take care of this. So let us not go forth and looking to revenge others for the wrong that they have done us. And let us not harbor that anger and that wrath against our brothers and sisters. But give place to it. Let it go. Let it go. For it is written, says the Lord, vengeance is mine. I will repay, said the Lord. So the Lord God will avenge. He will avenge our enemies, people of God. So let us not think that we are to go and fight our own battles. Leave it to God. Cast all our cares on him. Those that are troubling you, tell it to Jesus. Give it to Jesus. He will take care of it. He will take care of it in his own time. But have a clean and a pure heart as you continue on this journey. Let us not allow all these offenses to cause us, people of God, to have that bitter heart. To have that heart, people of God, where bitterness is just growing and brewing in our heart. And we have no place for the joy of the Lord in us. We have no place in our hearts for Jesus. Because when we allow bitterness and wrath and malice and strife and all those things to take over our hearts, then our hearts are not pure anymore. The Lord is calling us to walk in purity of heart, to cast all our cares on him. And whoever have wronged us, give it to Jesus. Ask him to take care of it. And he will take care of it in his time, in his own way. So people of God, we are called not to take matters into our own hands, but to leave all vengeance to our Lord. Look at verse 20 of Romans chapter 12. Therefore, if thine enemy hunger, feed him. If he thirst, give him drink. For in so doing, thou shalt heap coals of fire on his head. If thine enemy hunger, feed him. It's hard to feed our enemies. Isn't that true? Yes, it is hard. If he thirst, give him drink. For in so doing, thou shalt heap coals of fire on his head. You shall bring him to shame when you do good to your enemy. You're going to bring him to shame. You're going to heap that coal of fire on his head. He's going to feel ashamed, people of God, because what he did was wrong. I know you're showing him kindness even though he has wronged you. He's going to feel ashamed. We're going to look at an Old Testament reference which shows how we should do good even to our enemies. We're going to turn to 2 Kings 6. 2 Kings 6, 21 through 23. 2 Kings 6, 21 through 23. And the word of God said, and the king of Israel said unto Elisha when he saw them. So these were the Syrians that came against the king of Samaria, the king of Israel, Samaria being the capital. And the word of God tells us that when they came for Elisha, the prophet, because they were saying that all of what they planned against Israel was known to the king of Israel, because Elisha, the Lord was really giving Elisha those words for the king, that was so they could now evade the enemy. So they were there victorious at all times. So the king of Syria heard that Elisha was the one that was giving information to the king of Israel. So they could not have victory over the king of Israel. So they sent a whole army against Elisha. And when Elisha's servant, if you can read the whole chapter, you find that when the Elisha's servant realized what was happening, he was panicking. And Elijah prayed for him that the Lord would open his eyes, that he would see that he was surrounded by the army of God. And when the servant's eyes were open, the mountain was filled with horses and chariots of fire round about the man of God, Elisha. So the word of God says, and when they came down, when the Syrian army came down, the Lord smote them with blindness, according to the word of Elisha. And what happened is that Elisha led them right into the camp of the Israelite king. So this is on verse 21. This is why the king said to Israel, the king of Israel said unto Elisha, when he saw them, when he saw the enemy right there in his camp, he said, my father. He was referring to Elisha, calling him his father, because he looked up to him as a mentor. He said, my father, shall I smite them? Shall I smite them? And he answered, thou shalt not smite them. So Elisha answered and said, thou shalt not smite them. Would thou smite those whom thou hast taken captive with thy sword and with thy bow? Set bread and water before them, that they may eat and drink and go to their master. And he prepared great provision for them. And when they had eaten and drunk, he sent them away, and they went to their master. So the hands of Syria came no more into the land of Israel. People of God, we see here, this Old Testament reference showed it so clear how we should treat our enemy. They gave them food and drink and sent them back home. They did not hurt them. They did not do anything evil to them. And what happened? They stopped provoking Israel. They never came back anymore into the land of Israel. The word of God said the bands of Syria came no more into the land of Israel. People of God, coals of fire were heaped up on top of their head. They were ashamed. They should have been killed, but instead they were speared and they were sent home unharmed. And it is showing us, people of God, as children of God, we should show the love of God. We should treat our enemies with love. Bless them, the word said. Don't curse them. Don't hurt them. If they're hungry, feed them. If an enemy hunger, feed him. And if he thirsts, give him to drink. For in so doing, you heap coal of fire on his head. You bring him to shame. So people of God, we are to really adhere to the word of God. Do what the word of God says. Conduct ourselves in such a way which shows that we are truly children of God. The last verse of chapter 12 said, "Be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good." Be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good. So do not allow evil to have victory over you, but be victorious over evil by doing good. People of God, our response in our everyday situation shows where we are with Christ. We have to remember that we are new creatures in Christ Jesus. So we need to respond according to the new nature that is in us. So we are not to respond like the world, people of God. We are to overcome evil with good. So do not allow evil to have victory over you, but be victorious over evil by doing good. People of God, it's not easy, but we have the Holy Spirit of God with us, who is able to help us to overcome evil by doing good. We are called, people of God, to be children of light, to walk in the light of God's word, showing forth his glory and his praise. We are called, people of God, to remember that the word of God is a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. God bless you here this evening. We'll stop here and we'll go on to chapter 13 next week. God bless you all. Thank you all for listening, and have a wonderful, wonderful rest of the evening, and have a wonderful weekend. Let us pray. Father, we thank you again for your word to your people. We thank you that your word teaches us how to live this life here on earth. And we thank you that through the empowerment of the Holy Spirit, we can be successful every day in our Christian life. So we just thank you again for your word. Thank you for reminding us, oh God, to love one another, to show love and respect to each other. Oh God, to deal fairly with one another. Oh God, and to respond, oh God Almighty, in the right way, oh God, when we are in trouble. Father God, we just thank you right now that your word tells us that you are with us and you will never leave nor forsake us. So we bless you, we praise and honor and give you glory. And we thank you again for your word. Thank you for your people. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Amen. God bless you. Have a wonderful, wonderful weekend, and continue to study the word of the Lord. Blessings, blessings. Amen. Amen.
Thank you very much for listening to our Family Bible Teaching Ministry. Let's hope you have been blessed by this wonderful word. Thy word is a lamp. You can reach us at 561-667-8477. 561-667-8477. Join us again next week at the same time. Thy word is a lamp.
Here is the first big question. What does the Bible actually say about heaven? What does it say? We all want to go there when we die, right? Mind you, we don't want to die to get there.
This is Sam Chess from Grace Emmanuel Church, inviting you to join us for the Grace Alive radio program every Friday and Saturday at 2 p.m. and twice on Sunday at 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. right here on WCNO.
WCNO's broadcast day is underwritten by Solus Roofing Contractors, Incorporated. Solus Roofing Contractors is a specialist in the repair, installation, or replacement of metal roofing, asphalt shingles, flat foam, or single-ply roofing. Solus Roofing Contractors, Incorporated. Licensed and insured, serving the Treasure Coast and South Florida since 1994 in commercial and residential roofing services. Located in Port St. Lucie, Solus Roofing Contractors is available at 772-336-